Tonight I want to look at John chapter 15, and I want to read three verses, beginning with verse 13. And in thinking about that thought, as far as how that life changes, there's one thing that doesn't change. And so let me always encourage you, as I try to encourage myself, we know that life changes, and we know that things change, and, you can start a day thinking one thing, and then all of a sudden something happens, and it doesn't turn out right. Well, I want to talk to you tonight about something that doesn't change. And the title of our message is, He's the Best Friend I Ever Had. That is one thing that is guaranteed not to change, is the fact that He is a friend that has done more for us than any friend that we've ever had. And so we want to begin reading with verse 13 of John chapter 15, and I just want to give you a few thoughts tonight as we conclude the day. The Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for the good day that you've blessed us with and the opportunity that we have this evening to enjoy the fellowship and songs and also spend some time in your word. Lord, help us to grab hold of the things that are right, that are true, that are helpful, the things that we can stand on. And Lord, we're thankful for Jesus and what Jesus means to us and what He's done for us and even what He continues to do. Father, I pray that you'll meet the needs of every person here and those that are viewing. We ask that you bless those that's on our prayer list, which are many. Lord, many have needs and many are going through very difficult times in their life. And Lord, we pray that you'll bring encouragement to them. May they feel your peace and may they feel your presence. And Lord, may they continue to look to you. And Lord, we pray that you'll help me tonight. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe that we could all agree that sometimes life brings discouragements. Things that are unplanned, things that happen, things that challenges that we have, and sometimes we get discouraged. And a lot of times when we become discouraged, one of the first things that we do is we try to find someone to talk to. We try to find a friend, someone that will listen, someone that will encourage, someone that will help you, someone that... sometimes when it comes to a difficult time in our life, sometimes we need more of someone to listen than someone to tell us what to do. Because more times than not, we know what to do. We just need someone to listen and someone to just bring encouragement that they know or that you know that you're loved and that you're cared for. And sometimes our burdens get heavy. Sometimes the cares of this life is very heavy and very troublesome. And sometimes we have been known as individuals to think that maybe someone doesn't care. Maybe we think to ourselves, no one understands. When you're going through something, and you say, well, somebody will try to be encouragement to you, and you know that they've never gone through what you you have, and you think to yourself, well, they don't understand. Well, tonight, as we look into this passage of Scripture, we're going to share a few different verses with you, but I can tell you this tonight, that no matter what it is that we go through, and no matter what challenges it is that we are faced with, we have someone that understands. We have someone that we can count on. We have someone that we can look to. And we have someone that will listen. There's been times that that when a person carries a heavy burden or maybe a decision that has to be made, it's easy for someone to say, well, this is what I'll do, or this is what you should do, when in fact the one that we can find the most help from is the one that gives us peace, and the one that gives us that peace that passeth all understanding. And his name is Jesus. Verse 13 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. There's just a few thoughts that I want to give you tonight. How do we know? You know, we like to know things. You know, when someone tells you something, then we like truth, and we like understanding. And so how do we know that he's the best friend that we've ever had? How can you express that to someone who doesn't know him? How can you express that to someone that is going through a difficult time in their life? How can you express what Jesus when it says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends? How can you explain that? Well, the first thing when we talk about friendship, the first thing that we talk about, he's the best friend that I've ever had, is the fact that he was willing to sacrifice. You know, a true friend is someone that is willing to sacrifice without anything in return. You know, we live in a society, especially in the corporate world, we live in a society that the old saying, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Well, when it comes to our friendship and when it comes to the love that Jesus has for us, he already knows we can't do anything to earn his love. We can't do anything to earn his love any more than what he already loves us. So now we have to, if we can't do anything to earn his love, then we must have to understand, how does he love us? And why does he love us? And how did he show us that he loves us? And the first thing that I think about is his friendship is seen in sacrifice. Sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed for us. And we understand that when we look at the cross. He sacrificed for us. Well, what is it that we zero in on the cross? What is it that we zero in on that friendship and that sacrifice? And the first thing that comes to my mind is the fact that he did it voluntarily. He did it voluntarily. The statement that says, lay down his life, means that he did it voluntarily. He did it freely. It was a voluntary act. It wasn't anything that, well, I'm going to do this, but you need to do that. It wasn't the kind of thing to where he was expecting anything in return, in a sense of, I'm doing this, but I'm going to get gains from doing this. And that's kind of how society works, or that's kind of how the mindset in people work. But when it comes to Jesus, look, he did exactly what he was supposed to do, and he did it voluntarily. He went to the cross freely. The words indicate a voluntary act, and no one took his life from him. Although he was hanging on the cross with nails because they nailed him to the cross, we can rest assured and we can understand tonight that he hung on the cross voluntarily, because he could have come down at any moment. But yet he did that voluntarily, and his voluntary act gave his life on the cross. He gave his life on the cross. And there's a passage that I think of here. If you turn back just a few pages in John chapter 10, verse 18, the Bible says, "No man," and this is the words of Jesus, "No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself." And notice what it says. "I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father." So that shows us that it's a voluntary act. And a good friend will do things voluntarily. A good friend doesn't have the attitude of, "You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours." A good friend is going to do something, and you're going to do something for them. And it's going to be that voluntary act because you care about that person. And we know tonight that Jesus cares about each one of us. He cares about what you're going through. He cares about what you're dealing with. He cares about what you will be going through. He cares everything about you. And that's why we call him a dear friend. A dear friend. He's the best friend I ever had. It overwhelms me to think of the fact that Jesus was willing to go to the cross. It overwhelms us to think, when we really stop and think about just exactly what he did and what was accomplished on the cross, and the fact that he did it voluntarily for us. He did it voluntarily for each one of us. When he came to this earth, and we celebrated Christmas several months ago now, and when he came as a child, virgin birth, when he came as a child, and then he lived and he taught and he died on the cross for our sins. We just celebrated Easter not too long ago, and we think about the empty tomb. Do you realize that he came for a purpose? He came for a purpose. And he came with a plan. It wasn't something that... You ever had anybody say something to you like this? "Well, what's your plan? What's your plan with whatever it is that you're doing?" And you hear someone say, "Well, I'm making it up as I go along." Well, when Jesus came, there was a plan, and there was a perfect plan. And that plan gives us hope. That plan gives us life. So he came with a purpose. He came with a plan. And he came willingly. You know, I think of the prayer that he prayed just before they took him captive. And I think of the prayer. And he asked the Lord to take this cup from me. And then he says, "Not my will, but yours." And that tells me that he did this voluntarily. That's just how much he loves us. He did that voluntarily. He didn't make any excuses. He didn't try to come up with a different idea. He didn't try to come up with something that, maybe we should try this. But yet, he came with a plan. He came with a purpose. And he came willing. But unfortunately, sometimes in our life, sometimes we maybe don't do quite as good. Sometimes we have these bodies and we get tired and we have a lot of excuses as to why there's certain things that we can't do. But in Luke chapter 9, starting with verse 57, the Bible says, "And it came to pass that as they went in their way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nest, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. And I read that passage of scripture just simply to, for us to understand that Jesus made no excuses. Jesus did what he was set out to do. Jesus did exactly. And that's what friends do. That friends do as they sacrifice for us. The good friends sacrifice, and they sacrifice willingly. So he did it voluntarily. The next thing I'd like to mention tonight is this. He did it. It was vigorous. In other words, taking the place of another one, or vicarious is the word that I'm thinking of, is taking the place of another. He willingly took our place. He willingly took our punishment. He willingly did that because he loves us. That's a good friend. That's a good friend. Jesus says in these verses that his life was given up for his friends. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And that's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus laid down his life for his friends. His death was not for himself. The cross was not for himself, but it was for others. It was for others. And I think about some of the ministry that that he had, and as he walked and as he talked, and you know, every aspect of his ministry was helping others, helping us, helping his followers, trying to show them, trying to teach them, trying to help them. Isaiah 53, the Bible says in verse 4, says, Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Such a wonderful friend we have in Jesus. There's a hymn that we sometimes sing, and that's what a friend we have in Jesus. And that's true. I may have told you this before. It's been a good while since I told you this. I had a cousin, and he was very sick, and he needed a kidney. And his best friend that he grew up with, that he went to school with, and they were just like brothers, offered to give him one of his kidneys. And so they did all the testing and all the things that had taken place, and everything, it was a match. And so my cousin and his best friend, they talked it over, and his best friend, you know, had two. And he said, I'll give you one of mine. And that was going to extend my cousin's life. And so they both went into the operating room, and the surgery was going real well. And so one of the kidneys was removed and put into my cousin. But in the process of having the surgery, there was complications for his best friend. And his best friend died on the operating table. And so my cousin, the transplant went real well. And And I actually talked to my cousin about it. He's passed away now, but I actually talked to my cousin about it when I had seen him. And he told me, he said, you know, he said, it was hard for me. He said, it was hard for me because my best friend died trying to save me. And he said, I can help his, this gentleman had a wife and two children. And he said this, he said, I can't do anything about it. He said, but one thing that I can do, he said, I can live to honor him. And that kind of struck a chord with me because I think of what Jesus Christ did for us. And although we can never repay him for what he did, what we can do is honor him with our life. We can honor him with our life. You see, Jesus went to the cross and he was doing it on our behalf. As Jesus died on the cross for you and for me, there was much suffering. First of all, he was betrayed. Second, he was beaten. Third, he was rejected. Fourth, he was scourged. They plucked the beard out of his face. Five, he was mocked. Six, he was stripped naked, hanging there on the cross. Seven, he was crucified. He was mocked. He was questioned, if thou be Christ, if you're who you say you are, then save yourself and us. He went through all kinds of physical pain. He went through all kinds of betrayal. He was martyred on our behalf. But you know, the one that I believe that hurt the most was that he became sin for us, who knew no sin. And God turned his back on him. I believe when we think of those things, when we sing that song, what a friend we have in Jesus, it takes on new meaning when you really stop and think about what Jesus Christ did for us. That's why we say he's the best friend that we've ever had. Friends come and go in our lives. Friends fall short sometimes. Friends make mistakes. Friends do things that cause harm unknowingly and sometimes knowingly. But Jesus is the one that we can trust. Jesus is one that we can call on. And so our best friend was victorious. Jesus was victorious. There are those that look at his death as a tragedy. And yes, when we think of what he went through, it does humble us. But do you realize that his death wasn't a tragedy, but his death was victorious? It was victorious. John 19, verse 30. The Bible says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, this was when he was hanging on the cross, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. It is finished was victorious words because the price had been paid. The blood had been shed. He knew that in his death, he had to sacrifice the righteous demands of God concerning sin. There had to be a price that was paid. And he was the only one that could pay that price. And so we look again in Isaiah 53, and we look at the verses that say, beginning with verse 10, it says, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." You see, all this was a plan for you and for me, that we might have hope, that we might have life. And so that's the reason I call that this is a victorious friendship. Victorious. We have never had anyone love us like Jesus. We had never had anyone to love us like Jesus. We will never have anyone to care for us like Jesus cares. Oh, I'm thankful that we have friends that care. I'm thankful that we have friends that are sympathetic and that are encouraging and all those things, and I'm thankful for that. But you'll never have anyone like Jesus that cares. You will never have anyone that will give you what Jesus will give you. And you say, what is that? Life. Life. And not only does he give us life, but he gives it more abundantly. You know, the life that we live here is only for a short time. We were watching, before I came to church, they were watching a video that was taken of Marshall's third birthday. And he's not three anymore. And you look around and you see the people that was at this birthday party, and some of them are no longer here. And then many of us have, we look just a little different. But there's one thing that stands out, and that is the fact that life continues and that we will not be here forever. So our focus should be on the friend, the best friend that we've ever had, because he's the one that gives life. And we're going to one day be in his presence. I think of the years that's gone by here and the many people that's already gone on. And, you know, one day, whether it's the Lord Jesus Christ coming back and takes us all at once, or if we're going to go one at a time. But either way, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're going to be in heaven. And the songs that we sing, the rejoicing that we feel, the emotions that we share will truly become real, because we're going to be with the best friend that we've ever had. So let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for being that one that loves us unconditionally. Thank you for being that one that cares for us when no one else cares. Lord, thank you for being that one who takes us when we're not worth taking. Thank you for being that one that we can trust in, that will listen, that will help us. Thank you, Lord, for being you. And thank you, Lord, for being the best friend that we've ever had. Father, as we have this invitation, Lord, if there's someone who just wants to come and pray and say thank you, Lord, this is the time. If there's someone here that's carrying a burden, Lord, you tell us to cast our care upon you because you care for us, and there's no doubt that you care. Lord, we just want to honor you during this invitation, so have your will and way. For it's in Jesus' name, amen.